Telemo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Hey, how's everyone's week's been? How was your week, Telly?
Stressful, okay? Mm-hmm. I legit am ready to, like, for this weekend to go past. I don't want to work next week, but that's nothing new. So, yes. Shit. That part. How was your week?
My week was the realization that I want to be rich and wealthy for the rest of my life, and I don't want to work for anybody.
That sounds good.
Been my week, you know.
Of course.
I'm striving for that. But we do have two special guests here. I will let them introduce themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Themselves.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jermaine, and I will work forever.
Yes, that is the Jamaican in him, okay?
And I'm Jerry.
Okay, Jerry. Yes. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
Yes, we definitely needed male point of views instead of giving female point of views all the time. We want to know how the males think, too.
Right.
You know?
We'll try our best.
I don't have the time. But let's go ahead and get into the Ties with Telly this week, and I will have Jermaine joining me. I'm so excited. This is my, like, sneaker buddy, y'all.
Yes.
Every time we get together, me and him be, like, talking shoes like no other. Shoes and fashion, we be on that shit.
That's right.
I don't be on that.
Right. So earlier today we were talking about Virgil Abloh's collab with Nike, the Nikes that he's going to do, the Air Max 90s. He has two colorways that's coming out. They are black and white, and then it's the desert. Is that orange that's on there?
Yeah, it's orange, but
desert and orange.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're both going to, I don't know when they're coming out. They don't have a specific release date.
Yeah, January 17th.
For which one? The black and white ones?
Yeah, the black and white ones. No,
okay.
For the desert.
The desert.
No, he know everything. God,
so the deserts come out. I think they come out
in
October.
I want them.
So, which one would you rather get? Would you rather get
I want the desert because it's more, it's going to be limited quantities on that. And it looked more fly than the original black and white.
It does.
Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be the last drop for Virgil's off-white collection.
Also,
with Nike.
You definitely got to get these in.
Yeah, so this should be the last collaboration they got with Virgil and Nike. Which, last year and the year before that, mm-hmm. was the biggest thing that happened to Nike.
Yeah, I agree.
The off-white collabs were the biggest thing to happen. Besides the Sean Weatherspoons, the off-white collection tore up Nike. And
they did. Every time he dropped some shit,
it was fire. It was on the fire, yeah.
So how much do you think these will go for, you know, like on stock exchange or on, what's that thing called?
What, Goat? StockX and GOAT?
Yeah, how much you think these will go for?
I would say within a 3-month span, 5-month span, maybe like $500 to $600. But after a year, they'll go for a resale value for $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah.
You don't think more than a stack, though?
Nah, because right now, they really don't flood the streets with sneakers anymore.
Right.
They're trying to keep the limited like how they used to back in the days.
Right.
So they don't really flood it. And how Nike and Jordan release shoes every week. There's a shoe dropping here, shoe dropping there. Yeah, I'll give it around $500 to $600 in a 3 to 5 month span, and then for a year they'll go for like $1,000. But it'll keep that $1,000 resale price point. What they need to do is make more of the Fear of God joints so I could get a pair.
Yeah,
them things is dangerous.
What
is
it called?
Fear of God.
Fear of God.
Nike collab.
Right.
Fear of God, Nike collab. The $350,
okay.
I'm willing to pay the $350 because...
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
No, the silhouette is a bomb. It's a nice shoe altogether. The whole shoe brings itself together.
Okay.
So the $350 price point is no big issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the resale, they're going for $800 to $1,000. So
already?
You win.
Yeah, you do.
No matter what. If you can grab a pair, you win.
Boy, they be hating them resales. Boy, they hate when you do that.
Hey. that's how the market works.
Basically.
Listen, I done sold a couple of shoes myself. Listen, mm-hmm. that's how the market works. If
gotta
I got something that you don't want,
I be telling Mooney, they be going out here crazy for these resales.
Like Pharrell, and the Billion Boys Club, mm-hmm. they should slow down on production on the clothes and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
and make it a little bit more limited.
Because they
clothes is nice.
Right.
It's nice.
And that's a Billion
Pharrell,
Boys Club.
A billionaire boys
it's,
club.
It's streetwear, basically.
Yeah. It's nice.
Urban wear. It's really nice. Okay. Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. This week for Sneaker of the Week, I chose to highlight some, like, y'all, I was on Soul Collector and I was just strolling, you know, like I normally do. And I came across the Air Max 1 Golf Grass Edition. Y'all, these look like some grass for real. So it has like a turf upper, you know, for the golf.
Basically a turf upper, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, me and Jermaine were talking about it earlier. We were saying these were perfect for Christmas. Because if you had a Grinch costume, these are definitely something you needed on your goddamn feet. Okay?
That's right. Tell Jerry how the shoe look.
These. They look like grass on the shoe. Yeah.
Facts.
Interesting. Very interesting.
What you going to wear that with?
I don't know. I was telling Mooney in the car. I was like, I would have made like a turf sweat off the shoulder type.
And listen, Nike probably got the whole outfit.
Right, they probably do.
And then Nike likes to reverse stuff, so they'll probably have a gum jacket and inside green. Who knows?
You know? But it better not have the turf on the inside, because that's gonna be itchy.
I always love earth tone colors, but
that's too much.
You're gonna blend in a little bit.
That's dope, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually like these.
That's doing too much. It look like weed.
It do. Exactly.
It look like
this. It does.
It look like, right? It look like weed.
It look like grass growing out of your feet.
Child. These shoes are only $140. And I bet you, Jermaine said they're going to go on sale before somebody pays $140. But it's going to be a couple of nuts that pay $140 for these bad boys.
While we're on the topic of sneakers, Nike made a majority of their third quarter money on sales because nobody was paying that $190 price point, everybody was. But they killed it, though. They still killed the market. Like, they made a lot of money, even though the shoes were on sale.
Them Nike outlets in Orlando were flooded.
It was flooded. Nobody wants to pay that $190 price point, but they have to get the shoes in and out because it's constantly sneakers coming. So they put it on sale, and then people buy what's on sale. Because if I see a $130, $140, bank, I'm buying it.
That's true.
And I think Nike figured that out. So they'll keep the $190 to $200 price point. Even though the shoes go on sale, they'll sell it at $130, $140.
Because they didn't even buy these for that much anyway. They didn't buy these for that much.
It costs about like $30 to $40
for these.
To make it.
Right. Well, so when these go on sale for a good little $80.
Like $80,
Right. Go ahead and cop these bad boys. $80. And that is my shoe of the week.
Okay. Oh, we have to stop.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway, y'all. So, let's get into this topic. So, the reason these wonderful gentlemen are here are because we're going to be talking about dating in the 2019, my niggas. It is stressful. Okay? It is god dang all stressful. It's so many rules.
Do y'all feel like it's stressful?
Not for me.
What about you, Jerry?
Listen.
It could be.
It makes it easy. Well, me, I'm a simple guy. No, for real. I'm a simple guy.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so serious.
I'm a simple guy. Listen, if I don't like what I'm seeing, that's it. I keep it moving. Simple as that. I'm not going to deal with your
headache. Was it always so simple, though?
Before, it was hard because I was young. Didn't really know much. You gotta learn stuff like that. You learn. You gain the process and you learn. And then, if it ain't up to what you like, man, I keep it moving. So I make it simple.
I think he's right. You should keep it that way. You should make it simple.
Cause I'm not gonna stay here and catch a headache. Right. Because I think I want to be. No. I'm out.
Well, I know my issue. I'm picky as hell. Okay. It's like if I see one thing that took me off, I'm gone. That's just me.
Dating is compromise. So you're not gonna like everything, but it's just like some shit you'd be like,
that's too much.
I wouldn't do it for the littlest things, but if it's something that I know is gonna be a pattern, I won't stick around. No, I won't.
Okay. So, I've stuck around for some dumb shit before. That's just when I think about it and I'd be like, what? Why did you even do that?
So why do you guys feel like you're single right now?
Right, because we all single in this room at this point.
Yeah, we single.
Just working on myself.
I like that answer.
You know, you want the best for yourself, and then sometimes it's just you just don't feel ready.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jermaine?
Don't be looking at him.
Cause I was like, you're working on yourself, okay?
Listen,
and then you don't yet fit that expectation yet.
That's why you know.
So you can't acquire. You cannot acquire something from someone that you haven't achieved yourself.
That's bullshit. True. Right.
Why is it bullshit?
What have you felt that you haven't acquired? You're a grown ass man.
Well, just say
no.
You know your book.
You know your book. You're still learning your book. You're a college graduate. You're sustainable by yourself. Right. What do you feel you haven't like
that,
what,
that,
for
that
real?
That's true.
What do you feel that you haven't? You know your book. You know your book. You got your book down packed. You're a college graduate. You're a grown man. You're sustainable by yourself.
A lot of times people can see the surface and what you
what
can
emotional
see,
impact is hurting you on the back end.
You can see a lot of that stuff from the outside.
Uh-huh. What emotional impact is hurting you on the back end?
It's just like different responsibilities that you might have, that you had to acquire that you didn't ask for. Like perhaps taking care of a parent.
Okay, understandable. And, but that's not that you use. That's not a crutch.
Even you know, being emotionally unstable. You don't want to be in a relationship where, you know, you put in too much on that other person. So you want to be kind of like solid before you start.
But you're dating.
To be honest, when you're dating, you're going to be emotionally unstable because that's two different. Two different people coming together, you know what I'm saying, to try to be one. Now, like, compromise. You have to have communication. You have to talk. You get what I'm saying? Everything that you do may not be agreeable to from, you know, on your standpoint, but then, you know, she may agree with you. You really just have to communicate.
Facts.
Okay.
Again, I feel like using that as a crutch. Mm-hmm. I understand the back, but everybody has their own problems. Everybody.
Okay, I guess I don't really understand that concept of dating, but when Jermaine speak of dating, he said it's simple. And I would like for it to be that way. What do you get, or how do you make it simple for you when you date?
When I date?
Yes.
I'm just trying to get to know a person. I'm dating. I'm asking questions. I'm figuring what about that person I'm going to like, what I'm not going to like, things they do, habits, stuff like that.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm not going to jump into a relationship without knowing somebody. So that's why you date them.
I guess when it comes to like that nice guy mentality, sometimes when you're dating someone, that person automatically just get attached to you.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't give you... And then because you always attaining to people's, emotions, you don't want to hurt nobody. So you kind of like... I think that's the exact thing that keep me from dating.
All right. I understand what you're saying, but us as millennials, as they call us, the lack of our communication with other humans is what gets us in entanglements like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking to somebody right now that anything I need to cross over to her, I say it. Hey, look, blase, soise, soise. This how it is.
Right.
Hey, we're not going to jump from here to there. Because
mean they still won't jump.
But
trust
it's not
me,
up
that,
to
that
them.
That definitely don't mean. So I'm glad that you say that because legit, I have been in a whole different dating style myself. I was one of those people who was like, okay, you talking? This is my nigga, period.
Exactly. I get that. I'm one of those guys that...
Like, I definitely was that girl.
Right.
I was telling...
No, what? I don't have no nigga now? What the guy got?
That's another thing.
Like the person I'm talking to, though. I would love for him to actually be like, yes, you are my girlfriend. But to be honest, he's not my nigga.
And that's right now.
Be quiet.
Okay.
No, seriously, he's not my nigga.
And I didn't say he was.
Listen, and I paid attention for different relationships that I've been in or talked to. I feel like more, if the longer I date you, the more I find out about you, the longer we stay together, instead of me rushing 2-3 months, oh, we get together now. Nah, chill. Give me a year.
Give me a year.
Bruh. Why can't I date you for a year? We can still be together, but let me date you for a year.
Okay, within that year, is it now exclusivity? Because...
Again, that's what comes with the communication part.
Okay, right. You're right.
Open your mouth. Say something. All
say
right,
that
look,
you want to be exclusive.
Yeah, but we're just dating. We're still dating.
Exactly. Because, I mean, that's when we get into the whole dating multiple people.
Right.
How do y'all feel about dating multiple people?
I don't date multiple people.
Because me, I can't date multiple people at one time. I used to be able to. Now, I can't, baby. I don't have time for that.
It gets harder when you get older.
Right.
So you feel like I straight out of your, like, beginning of your 20s, you can.
Nobody knows what they want at 20.
Listen, yeah. I think you can bust that down easy.
I think I had the moment where when I was in my first relationship when I was 20. I wasn't dating in high school or middle school or anything like that. So when I was in my first relationship, I think I was exactly 20. Mm-hmm. And then I had a moment of reflection. Is this going to be the only person I've ever been with?
I had the same thing.
I'm ready for that. I'm not even going to lie. My high school sweetheart, I was prepared to be with him for the rest of my life.
Right, you get married. He didn't go to my high school, but I was with him.
after I graduated,
and I thought that was going to be my husband. He was my first everything, you get what I'm saying? So I was just like... Yeah.
You said high school sweetheart?
Yeah, he was my first everything. So I was just like...
That thought has never came to my mind. To think about it, yeah. Like, if me and my first would have lasted, we would have just lasted. That thought never came... That was never part of my thought process.
But that's why I'm big on, like, when it comes to, like, raising kids, making them understand how to deal with the opposite sex.
Right.
You know how some parents, they say, oh, when you're a girl... Oh, you just they comfortable seeing you with only girlfriends, or when you're a guy, you generally just, you know, hang around with your homeboy. So it's good to be able to interact with the opposite sex, and I don't think parents should deprive their kids from that.
So you think a lot of parents tell their say if it was the daughter, they tell the daughter not to talk to the boys in the class.
That's right.
In a sense where they knew...
They can't hang it. Most of the time, in school, cool. Yeah. But, like, outside of school, like, nah, I ain't gonna be talking. You can't talk to nobody on the board because then you being fast. Oh, you on the phone with this boy? And it could really, truly just be your homeboy.
I ain't started talking on the phone until 11th grade.
Oh, no.
See, the thing is, when is it appropriate for you to start dating? Or to start talking to the opposite sex? That's the question.
You do that every day. So, it's not... You got to reword your question.
I'm talking about from the age point, like from when you can start
dating or interacting with women. Period. Because remember, preteens, once they get that spurt, 14, 15, 16, 17, that's when they start going through these different emotions and stuff like that. And then the courage level gets higher. And then be like, all right, I like this girl. Let me see what's up. You know, proper age. You can't ask what age. Remember. When a guy gets a feeling, or he feel like, remember, we all had dates or some girl we was attracted to in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
out of all people, you have two sons, and you have a son about to be a teenager.
Woo!
So what if he comes to you and
you
tell you?
You should have asked Jermaine about a daughter, not a son.
Right, nah, but I have to put it in percent because, you know, looking at anybody who have parents, it would be relevant for him to answer this.
I don't have time.
If your son comes to you and say, "Dad, I really like this girl,"
I'm gonna be like, "What's up? What you do?"
But that's not fair, though. I'm
that double standard guy. I'm not gonna let my daughter do the same thing my son does.
Oh my god!
You can't.
Yeah, Jermaine is like that.
You can't.
That's not fair.
You want to know why it's fair? You want to know why it's fair? Because each parent will do that. A father won't treat his daughter the same way he would treat his son. That's just right. Just as a mother is not going to treat their son just like the daughter.
Okay.
But you telling me you don't care if your son gets somebody pregnant at a young age, but you don't care if your daughter... Exactly.
We free to speak?
Yeah,
yes.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to that parent and be like, nah, this ain't happening.
For both? So they
both.
Okay.
My daughter, you coming with me. Gone.
Oh, no.
I can't wait for Jermaine.
I'm not going to have a daughter.
Right, because it's not even going to be all that.
I'm not going to have a daughter. I'm not going
to. I'm praying for your second one to be a daughter so bad. But Ryan.
Listen,
yeah. So what was funny about dating when I was younger, like, I'm Caribbean, Spanish, whatever the case you want to call it. My mom was a strict one. My mom was like, no, you can't have no boyfriend until you 18 or whatever the case may be.
I told my daughter 40.
My
sister does the same thing.
But my daddy never really gave me an age limit. You get what I'm saying? I could, like, go out with my dad. My curfew was 5 o'clock in the morning, but my dad used to, like...
What age?
In high school, like 16.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
yeah,
but
Latino, your dad is a Latino person.
Right.
Part of the.
But both of my parents are Panamanian.
Okay.
So but at my dad's house, I can do that because if I call my dad at 2 o'clock in the morning, guess who's coming to pick me up?
That's nice.
James. James is going to be picking me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. If I go out anywhere, he's going to be waiting for me at the door. My daddy did not play that junk. So I didn't even bring anybody
to me. In high school, I had to be in the house when fucking somebody came over.
But that was at my daddy's house. Okay. At my mama's house, Ruby, she wasn't with that baby. I couldn't. 9 o'clock, if I went out that house, you're not going nowhere.
Even 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
After practice for band, I had to go home.
Oh, sad face. At least you got to be in a band. I couldn't even do that.
Well, yeah, you're right. I had to fight for that. I had to fight for that. Oh. So, what do you think about being, I don't know if we talked about this, being single towards hitting 30. We got some people who are already over 30 in here.
Nah, it's cool. Cause we still got another 10-year gap where we can figure out ourselves between 30 and 40. Yeah, man, listen. Ain't
we
no
still
rush.
Young, though.
Yeah.
We ain't young, but we still young.
We young enough, I guess. I'm young.
I'm with you. Right.
30 ain't nothing.
I've learned that 30 really is, like, you literally are figuring out yourself.
We just hit our prime. Yeah. We just hit our prime.
You just learned who you are.
Right.
At 30 years
That's true.
You, like, it's like a light bulb came on
again,
at 30.
We got another 10 years, but if we ain't figure out by 40, you need to reevaluate yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, you gotta change what you're doing.
So what type of, for me and Telly, is gonna be a man, for you guys is gonna be a man. What type of female would you want your wife to be?
Oh, you asking me? I don't know, kid. Somebody who could take care of me. Because I know I could take care of everything else.
Yeah, Jermaine.
You could take care of me.
This right here, a true Jamaican man. Now, I don't know. I don't know how true it is. Okay, because y'all already know how Jamaican. Y'all already know how Jamaican dudes get down, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But he going to take, one thing he going to do, he going to take care of everything.
I'm going to take care of everything.
If he got to work 5 jobs, he going to do it, because he going to take care of you.
Nah, you're right. If you could take care of me, I can take care of everything else. I know how to cook. My grandma raised a complete man.
Yeah.
And she's a woman. I can cook, I can clean, I can take care of bills, I can fix it, I can do all that stuff. I need somebody who can cater to me. If you can cater to me, I'm good. I can take care of kids. I don't need you whining in my ear, I got to take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And you can go about your business. I can take care of the kids. I don't need you complaining about nothing. Like, a woman will complain, I got to take care of the kids. I'll take care of them. I can do that. Like, I don't need you. If you know how to cater to me, I'm good.
One of the things that I agree with Jermaine completely. I was listening to Crafto Dollars. Mm-hmm. He was counseling these couples, and he was just listening to.
Oh,
them.
I think I seen that video.
He was listening to both of them. He was asking them, "What do you want?
Tell me a Waka Flocka."
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, is that show?
Right, and then he was asking them, "What do you want?" And then they both was saying what they want,
mm-hmm.
but never explaining to him what they wife. Well, he didn't ask that question anyways. He didn't ask
what your
wife want.
Right.
So he was saying that your job is to put yourself to the side,
right,
and then only worry about what what your spouse wants. And that's what's relevant to what Jermaine was saying. Mm-hmm. He was saying that, you know, he can take care of...
we got to cater to each other. Mm-hmm. Cater in to a relationship. Each other.
Right. Right. So as long as you put that your wife needs first, you know, and then she put your needs right. first.
See?
You don't have to worry about you lack and what you yeah. missing.
In my predicament, it's right. always... vice versa. I'm busting right. out everything, but ain't nobody paying attention to me.
Exactly. Right. Same that's, shit here.
You'll
same,
get like, you'll get the presents, you'll get the random stuff right. here and there, but when it comes to you know, like
and okay. that's crazy because I
it's like they have to do things exactly. when it comes right. for you.
We will overthink stuff for them, but when it right. comes them to think stuff for us, it's like okay.
Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Exactly. So that's why you're 100 because you always give your woman exactly what she needs. You take care of the family. You'll work 5-6 jobs, which you have. And then, and in return, you don't always get that back.
Mm-hmm. You know? What about you, Tanya?
I mean, somebody who's like, same thing like Jermaine said. Like, on G, everything that Jermaine said, mm-hmm. I do. I've always done that for a man, but the type of man that I attracted mm-hmm. never reciprocated that because they got used to me taking care of them mm-hmm. and they never really had anybody to take care of them. They may have come from a broken home or something like that, or you mm-hmm. get what I'm saying, they didn't get as much attention as I would give them. One thing one dude told me one time, he said I looked at him like I would be there no matter what, and mm-hmm. he's never had anybody to look at him or to feel that way about
wow.
him. I said, so what, so is that a bad thing
mm-hmm.
that I'm gonna be there mm-hmm. for you? Is that such a bad thing that I want to be there for you and all I'm asking is for you to do? He said it was too much pressure for him.
You see, it's funny that you said that because I read a book by Tyrese Gibson. Mm-hmm. It says How to Get Out of Your Own Way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he talk about is point of reference. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when people, like if you, let's say you had two parents in the household mm-hmm. and then you saw your parents, both of them married, you saw how your father how he treated your mother
mm-hmm.
so a lot of times you have some people that comes from fatherless homes
mm-hmm.
they don't, so he probably was somebody that didn't know how to receive. Have somebody mm-hmm. or receive that love or have somebody, you know, to take care of him. Excuses. So he's like, well,
it could be an excuse.
That's excuses. Mm-hmm. But, no, but for some people, like for myself, I'm speaking for myself, the reason why that book resonated for me, because I don't know. It's like I'm always asking, even from when I was first dating, mm-hmm. I used to ask my friend, it's like, what do I do?
You know
next?
What's gonna change that?
Do I kiss her? What it's like,
yeah,
what to do? So if he had his parents in his life, so he always see a couple, so coming from somebody that didn't have none of that, is like, you don't have no point of
that's
reference.
That's what I was going
to
say.
You don't know what it relates to.
You know
to.
What changes that? Having that kid.
What?
And you build that structure with your kid and whoever you have the kid with. Right. Because I feel as excuses. I was raised by my grandma, damn near my whole life. She was divorced by the time I could right. understand what a divorce was. So there was no man in the house.
You
at all.
You didn't have that point. So it's
it was
not
just
relevant.
Women.
It's not
women.
Relevant to you.
My structure is nothing but
right.
strong women that say they were independent, which was bullshit too. Because at the end of the day, listen, God put a man and a woman here to balance out each
that's
other.
That's true.
We got to balance out. So that, oh, I'm a single this and I could do it by myself, that's nonsense. Because now, my grandma's miserable. Right. You can see her face. She's miserable. It would have been more comfortable if it was somebody else there. That she could complain to or this and this.
What about you, Mooney? Like, what?
You have both parents in the house.
I had both parents in the household. I did. So, for me, I take rules and relationships and certain things in life differently from how other people do. But when it comes to my husband, I want my husband to have great communication, like Jermaine says. Mm-hmm. And like Jermaine and Telly says, I want us, you know, to cater to each other. But I also want him to be very ambitious because I am a very ambitious individual.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would like my husband to be a go-getter just like me, because if I don't have a go-getter, he's not going to understand when I want to go get.
Right, you get what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah, so if I go to like certain different events, it's going to be a lot of men there. Oh, why you always got to do this?
Oh, why you always out? Yeah. I don't need it. You know, even when you're dating, you be like, bruh. If I don't go, like, nothing's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. I don't need that in my spirit.
Come on, spirit.
but yeah.
But, like, because the men that say this and that, the lack of father being in the house and that, listen, you're supposed to adapt to your own self. Mm-hmm. You adapt to your own self. You don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I ain't had no father in my house. Like, they use most of this stuff for, like, these athletes and stuff. Oh, he didn't have no daddy in the house. So what? That man made... Oh, you gonna blame this because of that? Nah, he was an idiot. He did this because he ain't have no sense. Mm-hmm. It's not because he didn't have no daddy in the house. He had no sense. He got caught up and blah. They always want to blame it on the father. But now, another subject. We need fathers in the house. We're growing in the age that the dad is there now. The dad is more there. Yeah. That day and the age of the dad not being there, that's going away.
I think that stemmed from, like, for myself, the reason why I'm still single, because my expectation is so high. I've been fatherless, I want to be something that I never had. So that's why it's something that's a struggle.
How do you know you're not already that?
He's
being hard on himself.
I know what I can be.
But I want him to answer that question.
I know what I can be for someone, and then that's why I'm more... Because seeing, like, some of the situations that happen when it comes to picking a spouse, mm-hmm. and that spouse is not supportive, they don't see eye to eye with you, they make your life miserable. And because I want to be active in my kid's life, I don't want someone... Or a woman to make me struggle when I'm trying to be a father to my kid. If I'm with a woman and it doesn't work out, can we co-parent in a healthy manner?
Mm. See,
without and leaving all our selfish
communication
things apart from that.
Me and the second one, we got a good communication, but we're not on bad blood.
It took that a while.
The second one. Yeah, we've been good even after what happened. The first one, it took forever, but she was sour because we broke up.
Oh, God. Not sour.
That's what it was.
Sour.
I cannot.
All right. It's just sometimes that we, like men, I remember listening to Steve Harvey when there was a girl. She was supposed to be getting married the next day, but her fiancé called it off. Mm-hmm. And then, as she was asking Steve Harvey, why did he walk off, Steve Harvey began to ask a question and said, did you share with him what kind of wedding did you want? When did you want to have kids? And what was your expectations and all that? She said, yes. And then Steve Harvey asked also, is he financially... equipped to provide you with all those things? She said no. And then Steve Harvey said, it's not that he don't love you, it's that's one of the reasons why he felt like he couldn't fulfill your wishes. Mm-hmm. So because he loved you, he had cold feet. So many times when I feel like I'm not ready for a relationship, it's because of what I want to do for my wife.
I understand,
like, you know, some people, they are built with you. You know what I mean? I can build with somebody too. But when you come in saying all those things that she was saying, so in the beginning, you know, he probably wanted to build with her, but he didn't. The planning now, I want this $20,000 wedding. And after we finish with this $20,000 wedding,
we ain't got no house.
We ain't got no house.
Right. So, yeah, y'all heard about that.
We got to go back to our apartment.
I would rather buy a house and then we can have a grandiose wedding because I do.
But it's hard to tell that to a woman who's been dreaming about having all a wedding
since they were 6 years old.
I have already planned my wedding. I'm not going to lie to you.
I haven't planned it because, I said, I do want to plan it with my husband.
I've planned a wedding.
I care not to have a wedding.
But my whole thing is I can also wait for it. Like, I know the type of wedding that I want is going to cost money. And like y'all said, I don't want to have a wedding and then got to go live with my mom and them. Or got to go back to our apartment that we are renting out. I want to be able to have a house. You know what I'm saying? Even our honeymoon, babe, we ain't even got to worry about that.
So, if you tell your husband your dream about how you want your wedding to be, he's like, we finna switch it all up. How you gonna feel?
I'll be fine. As long as I can have the dress that I want, Everything else, I mean, the colors mm-hmm. that I picked and all the other, he may not even like the fucking color scheme. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You get what I'm saying? We got to agree to it. It's his wedding too, man.
But do you all agree that men are, like, they always say men are the providers. Do that hold truth today?
No, I want to be a house dad or house husband.
Goodbye.
I know I can make whatever beautiful young black woman mm-hmm. a happy wife with me staying home, going bringing home that check. Because yes. when she gonna brag to her girl, yo, that man cook every night. He clean. Yo, listen, it be a bath ready for me when I come home.
But dude, is that what women...
I can accomplish that every night. Booty rub.
So the roles has changed.
I'm just saying I would love that.
Right.
It hasn't changed. Because at the end of the day, a woman going to look at us and like, nigga, you got to go out there and go take care of us.
How you feel? Yeah. Tell us about it.
Listen, I would love a man to do what he got to do. As far as house husband, I'm good. I want somebody who's actually going to do something. Even like, my whole thing is, my dad, I'm old fashioned with it. So like, my dad, he knows how to fix on cars. Mm. You get what I'm saying? He cuts the grass. You get what I'm saying? Like, he does all of that. And I find that attractive. I like a man who can use his
hands. What's wrong with a house husband? Because he's going to keep the grass cut. He's going to keep food on the
table. I don't know.
He's going to keep the house whipped.
But
the kids, and you ain't gonna hear no. And here go the best part about it. You ain't gonna hear no complaint.
If
it's vice, you won't hear no complaint. If you giving him, enough ass in the world, you won't hear no complaints. If you dropping him enough booty, you won't hear no complaint. Oh, baby girl just gave me some. Ooh, I'm good. Wait till she get home tomorrow. What?
All right.
But women, they more tend to complain even though we trying. Or giving out, say we giving out 80%, y'all still want that extra 20.
Some do. But listen, for me, I wouldn't dare want a house husband because I will never be a housewife.
Right.
Okay.
I want to be a house husband.
I know why you were.
Because I know I could take care of everything.
But I would want my husband to be the head of the household, right. But I won't give him all that risk. I won't give him that heavy load. I will go 50-50 sometimes.
Because... We go out there, bust it up. We can't come home no goddamn cook meal.
I'm a cook. I'm a cook.
Hold on, wait. When you say head of the household, what do you mean?
Head of the household, yeah. You know how, you like you said, with clear. Egos.
Give him the
like,
control he needs.
Yes, he's going to be the head. Like,
okay.
I'll be like, nah, baby, go ahead, take it.
Like, his voice will have authority in the household.
Okay.
I want him to have that authority.
Because even like, even when our parents... Like, when you see, you come from a two-parent home. Mm-hmm. My parents were in the household for a while. Even when it came down to decisions, it was like, okay, go ask your mama. Then they'll have a collective agreement, and whatever your daddy said, that was it.
It was just go ask your dad. It was never go ask mommy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, whatever your daddy said, that was it. You get what I'm saying?
All right, since we're on the verge, we're gonna tear it upside down right now.
Okay.
We've come to an understanding based on how you marry, how you want to meet the girl, whatever. Let's talk about divorce. Let's talk about the dude from Amazon who 100 and Jeff. Whatever, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to bust it down half, $65 billion.
The guy that owned Amazon,
yeah, he's
how
getting
come
a divorce.
Every time they reach that status,
let me.
Divorce always happens.
No, he cheated on her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Listen,
yeah.
infidelity automatically gives her the title to half, but forget
right.
that.
True. Mm-hmm.
What if, definitely. Do you think she's, my question is, say they never cheated, they went upside down, whatever, they want to be together. Do you think she's entitled to half?
Hell no.
When he built the company?
Hell no.
Because a person was arguing with me,
what percentage?
Oh, they have four kids. She has no percentage of nothing.
No, I'm just, you say half, but...
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
of the $1 billion, I'm talking about.
But
big,
do you
I'm
really
talking
know,
about
but
big,
do you really know if she never supported him or did
I'm talking about
did.
Big company.
All right, now.
Listen to me, listen
that's
to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen to me.
No, she's his wife.
I was being told
that's,
about...
That's all you need.
I was being told about the time,
yeah.
them taking care of the kids and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's fair. But you still not entitled to have a company I built by myself.
What do with that company money?
Exactly. Oh, right now, he's stressing right now because if she takes half, it's going to put the company in jeopardy.
Duh.
A lot of people going to lose their jobs.
It's going to be like that because it should be shareholders. He shouldn't even be the majority of because of stuff like that that may happen.
But do because you think he's entitled CEO to half?
That he... That,
yeah, that's my point. Do you think she's because they got married, he became successful, they have four kids.
It should be his
is she entitled half, to half?
Is she be, entitled to $1.2 billion?
It should be his half of the company. But since he owns majority shares.
Right, he's majority shareholder.
It should have never been like that in the company well, in the first green. Place.
It is what it is. So do you think she's entitled
is she
to half?
Entitled to half?
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Because by her being his wife, he did the infidelity.
I'm so not talking about why that. Should, I'm no. I'm why, talking about without.
But we don't know what. My whole thing is we don't really know what she did to be. Yeah, he's the face of it, but you don't know if she was behind the scenes doing some shit.
And see, she's his wife.
You I'm don't know what she was. Yeah, because you put it by the kid's standpoint.
I'm talking about an easy relationship. They just fell out of touch. Do you think she's entitled to have? I'm not about the infidelity.
But I'm saying we still don't know what she brought to the cabin.
If she ain't bring nothing to the table,
if she bring nothing, no, she don't deserve 50% of nothing. If she didn't contribute, How do you know that?
He married her.
But how do you know that?
25 years ago, he started the company. Okay, when you can go back. It's documented.
Okay, let's define.
He started a company.
But let's define.
And then he made some investments, and then she just was there.
But how do you know
she just was dead.
She was just dead. But let's define marriage.
Yeah, I read it. Yeah.
What define marriage? To death do you part.
What not with my money?
But that's the thing.
I don't understand when love turned into a business. Why did love turn into a business?
It didn't turn into a business.
It did.
Marriage and love today is a business. It's not a business. That ain't love.
So death to us part, me and you. Not money that I made.
She's already emotionally broken because of...
$1.2 billion?
I'm not talking about the
infidelity She's already emotionally
part.
Broken about the infidelity part.
I'm not talking about...
So, it's going to be even more detrimental to her if she lose all that
But
benefits.
Why she need half?
Your ass.
That's a lot of benefits. No, why this does she need...
All right. If we're guys, I'm going to be like, yo, give me $2 billion, I'm out.
And you know what's the sad part? She probably been cheating on him.
Why she got to take... she ain't get caught.
That's
we can't think of it like that.
That's speculation.
But she been cheating.
Yeah, exactly. We can't think of it like that. He got caught. It is what it is. But, again, half... Why she got to take half?
It's like...
You're gonna mess up a lot of people with you taking half. Mm-hmm. Why you got to take half? Your life is set for the rest of your life. Let me give you this. The kid's... All right. The kid's going to be taken care of.
Exactly.
You get this. She won.
The husband not going... I doubt...
She probably not even going to do nothing with that money anyway. She don't even probably even know what to do with half of whatever.
Listen, that $65 billion is going to last great. Mm-hmm. Probably...
What is
another 100 years of families?
What is the child support system we have? The child support.
Oh, it sucks.
The child support want your kid to have identical lifestyle as the parent that makes the money.
Oh, you don't get no child support if I give you $65 million.
So why when you like those big artists or football players and stuff like
they
that?
Waxing
when
them.
They get child support, why do they have to pay that much versus an average person? Because they want that child to have a similar lifestyle as if they would have lived with a father.
Right.
So the same thing is, if she get a divorce, she has to live a similar lifestyle.
Her lifestyle not going
to
change.
To what her husband had.
I give you $2
so
billion.
So now that I'm losing all that money.
I give you $10 billion. Her lifestyle not going to change.
I doubt she's going to be living in
she's
an
apartment.
She's
not even going to use all of that.
And at the end of the day, the money still got to go back to him because he got to take care of her. You're not going to let nobody trust you like that much money. It's still gonna have to come back and be like, look,
we don't know how the financial
$65
aspect
billion dog
comes to play because that money probably has to get reinvested.
Oh yeah,
because
all that stuff is liquid. That's not physical money. That's all liquid. Houses, businesses, right. All that stuff, man.
That's
crazy.
She acting.
Yo,
that's all I gotta say.
He don't need all that money either.
Oh no. He don't, but it's a company. He has a business. You can't say he don't need it. It's a business. It's producing money. The money ain't gonna stop coming.
Well, I don't marry for divorce.
He acting. it's a
you business. Don't never plan for divorce. That's nothing well, listen, you plan for.
I'm gonna look at my wife.
Be but like, it happens.
If I made it, I'm gonna look at look, 65 billion. Listen, you staying right here. We're gonna work it out.
Exactly.
Child, or be like Will and Jada when they was about to get a divorce, baby. They separated. You stay on this side of the house. I stay on this side of the house. You do whatever the hell you want to do on this side of the house. I'm gonna do whatever the hell I want to do on this side of the house. But they came back together.
And they fixed themselves. She wanted to put that dent in his pocket. Cause
she wanna make him feel it.
She wanna put that dent in. Cause Amazon, like, Amazon is fucking Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He topped.
Listen.
What's Microsoft's name?
Bill Gates.
He topped Bill Gates.
Listen, he guaranteed everybody who works at Whole Foods $15 an hour. Guaranteed. So if you go to the
job. Doing some amazing things.
Also the place where they do the Amazon package.
The warehouse.
$15 an hour.
But not my see the guy is so smart. He outsourced the work too to like people that
he
do Uber.
Smart.
You get the packages, you go deliver it. Mm-hmm. You get paid off like that. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
So now you got work Saturday and Sunday. Come on, man.
It's a lot going on in this world of relationships and things like that.
Listen, that's a lot. So stressful, like I said in the beginning.
So being
all
single,
this shit we don't talk about, baby. He's over here like, I'm about to pull my hair out.
Yeah, it is stressful, but to everybody have their own perspective on dating.
And then it comes with trust too. Like, trust
is a big thing.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't date you for a year, maybe 2 years, to figure you out?
It's different. You on that shit.
It's different. I did not understand that logic.
Why do
but
I
now
have to?
I do.
I'm talking you for 3 months. Okay, we get together.
I don't understand that logic now because the fact that we're dating after 30.
You understand what I mean?
So I think that after 30,
you have to be more cautious.
When we were 20, we didn't know what
we could rush into.
I understand being cautious.
You
got to
be more cautious now.
Why should I have to date you for a year?
I mean, that's.
I should be able to date you for like 6 months and determine whether if I want to marry you or not.
No,
I think
people who are married now still figuring stuff about their married couple. Oh, I know you do that. Okay.
Right.
Listen, you got to be careful with marrying so quick because somebody will give you a facade.
And then
when you marry them, when you get in there,
Listen. Honeymoon phase is legit. You gonna be blind. All you gonna see is this, and then that's it. You gotta get
baby
comfortable.
Baby don't wear makeup every day. That hair don't be laid every day.
Not even that. That honeymoon phase.
Right. That's
what every relationship you get in, you start in, it's gonna be a honeymoon phase because y'all going out, y'all having fun, y'all doing this,
y'all doing that. Once it starts to slow down.
Mm-hmm. And then y'all get into a regular stream. Oh, y'all talking here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not blowing up each other's phone no more. Hey, morning, this and that. Oh, you used to do this. You don't do it no more. Listen, we in a good space now. Do you feel like
consistency is key? But you know what? I'm glad that you said that too about the whole blowing up. So I was used to a nigga like texting me all the time and calling me all the time. Because
once you know you got you, it slows down.
But now that I'm dating someone different. That does not happen. I had to get used to that. And you know what? I like it. I like it. You ain't got to call me every day. You ain't got to text me every day. Because at the end of the day, when we do have conversations, I know it's more meaningful now. We actually talk for hours.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? If I text you, it's, oh, I thought about you. And you really did think about me. You're not texting me out of habit. You're not calling me out of habit. Because now if I'm talking to you every day, I have nothing to talk to you about.
Exactly.
Nothing substantial.
Right. I have nothing to talk to you about. You know nothing.
6 months ain't enough to figure out somebody. Now that we're getting older, we really need to figure out who he messing with.
Right.
We need to know is they emotionally stable? Because within that year to 2 years, something's going to happen. And you need to figure out how they're going to handle it.
If you can handle their anger.
Yeah, you're going
to... Mm-hmm.
We got to be more cautious, bro. And that's why I do care.
I'm going to just go back to
what I was doing before.
How do y'all approach people? Because I'm not even going to lie. Like, certain situations, like, somebody write me on Facebook or whatever. We'll talk here and there. But I'm that type of person. I don't really talk on the phone like that.
I'm a gunslinger, man. Hey, how you doing? Let me get your number. If you give me the number, I'm at your chest. Hey, and when we gonna go out on a date?
See, I like shit like that.
When we gonna go out on a date? But there's
some people who I think they be waiting for the female to do the.
Nah,
I don't.
I'm a gunslinger.
A lot of dudes do wait for the female to shoot their shot.
I don't do that.
Women have turned men down and turned them off to the point where they don't want to talk to you. Girls be like,
I tend to do it a little bit that
walking
way.
By and somebody say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Oh, you get aggressive.
What you talking to me for?
You get aggressive.
Don't talk
to
me.
Not only that, I'm talking about like via online messages. Like we start talking, but I feel like the dude be wanting me to do the continuation, and I ain't about that. Like
oh no, I'm at your chest.
Oh no, so,
I like shit like that. That make me feel like
you're trying
interested.
To you're pursuing me, which is that I like that.
Yeah, cool.
when you just like
waiting
okay
for me. Nah,
that'll be dead because that means you want one or two things. You thought you were trying to see if I was gonna fuck.
Uh huh.
And I'm taking too long. So, that means you're really not interested.
That's an assumption.
It is an assumption, but I'm not going to make that move.
Look, read this. I'm a gunslinger, man. I don't play.
Oh, my God.
I don't play, but she shot me down because she know my baby mama.
For me, I just, like, I like to be present.
You had to say it like that? My dog got sad.
Yeah, because I would have had fun with that.
When it's something random, it's hard. Like, seeing somebody just on the street.
Hey, what happened?
The sauce real. Seeing somebody in the street or just randomly seeing somebody.
Oh, I could go up to anyone.
Just asking for their number. It's not something I can do. But when it's someone that I know I'm going to see, like somebody from church or work, whatever, I just try to be around that person. Try to do nice things for that person. Mm-hmm. And then perhaps make the next move and say, hey, this, you know, let's go out for lunch or something like that, or for coffee. And then getting to know that person. So that's sort of kind of dating.
He's smart.
Getting to know that person without putting any ties to it.
Never say dinner. Always say lunch. Hey, let me take you out for lunch. It's more calm. It's more direct.
Because when you be wanting to go out at night, the girl be thinking, okay, he's trying to take me to dinner and trying to do something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm,
I don't even be that. Like, listen.
Let me take you out for lunch. Maybe both of us off on Saturday, 12 o'clock, I hit you up. Hey, let's go out. Boom, boom, boom.
I like stuff like that. Yeah. I love stuff like that.
I do too.
And my days be legit.
I know your days.
Your days be legit.
I was going to say, you can ask her.
Your days be legit. I ain't going to lie.
Okay. So can we get a little preview of that day?
Yeah.
You got to have fun, bro. You got to do something, man.
I was just saying.
People are like, oh, let's go to the movies. If a person ever tell me you're going to go to the movies, I'm going to just look at you stupid and that's it.
For real? Like, what the fuck at the movies?
Yeah.
You can't talk. You
the
can't do nothing.
Is something that you already dated the person. You already
know
the person. And maybe you're going to meet later to start talking about the movie or something.
Listen, we live in Miami. There's a lot of things to do. For cheap. It's not, you ain't got to bust out your pocket. Because these city girls, they got everybody bent
it's
out
the
your chest.
City girls and you know. Huh?
That you got to bust out your pocket to take care of you. Nah.
You ain't
got
to bust out your pocket.
Then they get mad when they treat like a prostitute.
Exactly. So you going to come out that? Oh, my bad. Oh.
But what if you both looking for that?
Both look. Oh, then you make that decision.
Exactly. No problem.
You make that transaction.
Right. Give me my money. You gonna slide. Thank you. Have a nice night, sir.
I'll
holler at you later. What happened?
We not about that life.
Hey.
We talking about dating over 30 or what?
I don't know. Hey. I don't know.
Hey, some people about it, some people not. Yeah. You know? It is what it is.
Don't try me like that.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
Yeah. Right.
You get what I'm saying? Just like you said, communication, my nigga. So let's talk about it.
All right. If we could grasp that one word.
Communication.
Life would be better for everybody. Communication.
It would be.
Just talk. Open your mouth.
Be direct.
Yeah. Yo, listen.
Tell them what you want.
When I'll be around my son and his mother, yo, I'm over here, this and this and that. Boom. Simple. Oh, okay. Have fun. Blah, blah, blah. Cool. Easy. Nah, you gotta keep an open window of perspective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, me and her, blah, blah, blah. Boom, it's out. You know where I'm at, you know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanna feel like you wanna get in your feelings or nothing, I'm like, hey, that's your business.
You told her.
I told you. Mm-hmm. I ain't over here doing nothing. You gotta know me as a person to trust me. Trust me, not where I'm at. Trust me.
I feel you. Well, let me get into the untapped essentials of this episode. So basically, y'all, what I do is I give business quotes and life quotes on the topics that we talk about. So my quote for today is, hope for love, pray for love, wish for love, and dream for love. But don't put your life on hold waiting for love.
I can't.
That's
the truth, though.
Yes.
Hope for love. That's a word. That's a word right
there.
Pray
for love, wish for love, dream for love. But don't put your life on hold waiting for love.
That is a word.
Because I have been single for God knows how long.
And you working on yourself.
Single since 2012. I've been, you know, dating a little, dibbling and dabbling, yeah. But ain't nothing serious since 2012. So that's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. That's 7 years I've been single. And
likewise.
I have not been actively looking. I really don't care. I'm focused on me. I'm focused on what I got to do. My business is, I'm chilling. If it come, it come. If it don't, it don't. It is what it is.
Praying for the good Lord to bring her. That's it.
I only been single for a year, kid. And it is weird.
Because you've been used to in the relationship for so long.
So me and the last one, we've come to a, like, familiar place, so we're chilling.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird itself, too, because...
I'm not single for a minute, so...
You know, I'm fresh to this new single thing, boy, and these young girls is a headache, bro. And these old women...
Oh, Lord.
They about it.
Is about it, but they don't know what they want either, man. It's a headache.
Well, I know what I want.
Because you structured. I'm structured, but you don't know what you want.
Some dudes don't know what they
you're
want
probably
either.
Just not the right person for them right now. Or for each other.
Oh, hey, keep it moving. That's what I said. My mom.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to stress my head.
So, y'all have any closing remarks on the single conversation, relationship conversation? Jermaine?
Don't hold out for love, man. Keep it pushing. 2019, this the year. That's
this
right.
The year of greatness.
This is the year.
Amen.
Again, just work on yourself, and when love comes, it comes. Not everybody meant to be with someone.
That's a lie.
You can find somebody in your 40s, like you said.
That's a
lie.
You can be in your 40s. Because they say it's somebody out here for some people, and that's a lie. I be seeing some ugly people. that's a lie, but it's somebody out here for everybody. A rib. Right. Remember, a rib.
Yeah, everybody got their
ribs. It's somebody out here... Exactly. It's somebody out here to put that rib.
But in the end of the day, is when you're ready. You know, so when you're ready, that's
what
it's
a time.
But you're never ready, though.
It's a time.
You're never going
to
be fully ready.
Like, Milman never ready to be a mother.
Maybe ready to initiate something.
Oh, okay.
You know, it may be something small. It may be just that next step. It may be something like, okay, that realization is say, you know what? I think I can just, you know, at least talk to somebody or just, you know, befriend someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or and take it as fast or slow as you want it to go.
Okay.
So,
tell
you can't live up to others' expectations. Or another thing, when you're 30, it's so much, you know, inputs from people like, you should be married, you should have kids already.
That's true.
And they look at you like you're weary and got no kids.
Yeah, that's their business.
At 30.
I am definitely the person who gets weird. Looks because I don't have any children.
I'm not
and
one
Jermaine,
of them.
He just wait for his God
kid. I just look at. I make a statement based on what you give me with your responses when you say something. So I'm looking at you like you talking. Go do something. I want kids. You say you don't want
to
say you want kids. So
I would love to have a child.
You say you want kids,
right? I would love to have a child, but I cannot have a child with just anybody. Like Jerry was saying earlier, you have to make sure that I can be able to co-parent with somebody if it does not work out. I don't have time for that. Do not play. Don't play with me.
You ain't gonna know that. Nobody ever knows that until emotions get in the way. Once that emotional barrier is up and blocked. You see a different side of a person.
Even, okay, say for instance, because most of the times, most men nowadays that I've dated have children.
Show me no bad side, baby. That's what I want to see first.
True.
You know,
I've dated have children.
I'm gonna show you mine.
My whole thing is, you get what I'm saying? Like, I pay attention to how they take care of their child, whether they are at odds with their baby mama or not.
Right.
If you still trying to, you get what I'm saying? If you still trying to take care of your child, whether your baby mama don't want you to see them or not, that, you know, you get points in my book for that. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, I can't just lay down and have babies.
Part of what Jermaine said, I believe that sometimes you just gotta just do it. Because you really don't know. And sometimes you say, when you know when we're ready. Hey, I know you mentioned Jermaine.
I'll be an Oprah.
When you know when you're gonna be ready. And you mentioned, you know, you want to just have the right one. But he says sometimes when emotion kicks in, you never know how that person will turn out to be.
You're right,
because
they may.
So sometimes we are overthinking it. I think personally, as Jermaine said from the beginning of the cast, the podcast. So that's why I think anybody can give some dating tips and advice is to just keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
And just go along with the flow.
I'll be going along.
And be willing to be vulnerable, as Joanne says.
Listen, they say.
And take risks.
They want the truth. I don't know if my truth is too harsh, but I keep it 100. If you do something stupid, I'm going to be like, look, that was stupid. I'm going to tell you that was stupid. I didn't like what you just did.
That's your opinion.
It was done. Yeah. Right. No.
But you should be able to take criticism from the other person.
A lot of people don't know how to do that.
Uh-huh.
You're right. A lot of people don't know how to do that. You're right.
They be like, oh, you were speaking bad to me, this and that. Why I got to do it with love? Why can't be straight up?
Oh, no.
And
forward.
I can't be straight with it.
I'm saying, why I can't be straight up? Yo, that was stupid. Or, look, you didn't do this
the
way I
for somebody.
Felt or thought you would have done this. Like,
yeah.
Why are we not able to say that? Like, I don't know.
What you were saying, Tim?
No, I'm saying it could be a trigger. Because from past relationships.
No, it probably was.
It could be a trigger. It just all depends on how you present it.
I present it raw and regular, like how I do it.
But I'm saying for some people, your raw and regular is not the same.
It's abusive. That's
right.
What
that's abusive. That's what I'm saying. For some people.
It is abusive.
For some people.
In what case?
Oh my God.
It's heartless.
It just all depends on the person.
It shouldn't be no emotion on when you're telling somebody.
It shouldn't
be emotions when you're trying to tell somebody.
But that's perception. You get what I'm saying? That's
like you
perception.
Heard he was raised by a strong black woman who gave it wrong. I was raised by a black man who gave it wrong.
It's like if Jermaine can't find no job, he's not gonna hold to him. Like, how can you not find no job?
Exactly.
Like, how can you not do
this? Jobs out here, yeah. Like, come on.
If you're not working, how come I come home and the house ain't clean? It's like. Come on.
That is a valid question.
But he paying all the bills, though.
That's
I understand
a valid
what he's saying, but yeah your delivery sometimes. Yeah, your
it's
delivery
straightforward.
Sometimes.
Like, but I'm giving it to you how I should be able to give it to you and you take
but
it.
But that's where compromise
and you
comes
grab
in.
You grab it and you fix it.
Mm-hmm. Keep what your key word was earlier? Communication.
But all right.
He communicates.
Right, okay. but the way he communicates,
once
not the way somebody else wants to receive
understand
it.
And this is how I changed myself.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not how
you do that.
Oprah
says it,
but
right?
That's not
there's
how you
power
do that.
In silence? I don't know how exactly.
Yeah, I don't say nothing.
Power in silence.
It's power in silence.
That's how I fixed it. Because you would be like, oh, we need to work on it. All right, I fixed it. I don't say nothing.
Because
you're allowing them to reflect on what they said.
If you don't like me to tell you the truth and do this, when you do something and it blow up in your face, I had nothing to do with it.
Or deep down inside, they have the answer. They know what to do.
I had nothing to do with it.
So you're just allowing them to pull that, that answer for themselves. Because some people don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah, they don't.
So just let them figure it out.
They really don't. But, it's still going.
Oh.
They're new at this podcasting thing, y'all, so they're trying to figure out what's going on. Is it still going? What's happening? What's going on?
But I really enjoyed this episode, and I appreciate you guys on joining us for this episode. How was your first experience on the podcast?
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was
y'all gonna
cool.
listen it to was... it when y'all riding out?
Yeah.
Listen.
Y'all gonna be laughing. This shit is gonna be hard.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Teas. You can follow us on all our social media platforms. That will be Facebook at Brunch Teas, Instagram at Brunch Teas _, and Twitter at Brunch Teas.
Yes, and if you have any questions, comments, or tea, please hit us up at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com. with all of everything that you have to say. And also, don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. God damn it. Everywhere. But what, Mooney?
Tidal.
And we'll be back next week with what?
Mo Heat.
That's right. For them ears. So we'll holler at y'all. Thank you again for tuning in. Peace out, my niggas.
Peace.